Message number 1193. Those who interfere with the will of God in His plan to salvage souls will incur the wrath of my Father. Thursday, August 14, 2014 at 15:00. My dearly beloved daughter, I desire to make it known that those who interfere with the will of God in His plan to salvage souls will incur the wrath of my Father. When man is given a great gift through the divine will of my eternal Father and then throws it back, my Father weeps. But when a man tries to stop, damage, or intervene with my plan to complete my Father's covenant to bring salvation to the world, he will suffer greatly for this. When a man believes in his own power over that of God, he will be rendered powerless. And when a man embraces me just as Judas did, tells me he loves me, kisses me on the cheek, and then betrays me, he is no better than he who handed me over to my executioners. I bring humanity great graces in these times. I bring man great gifts through this mission, and what does he do? He spits in my face, so full of jealousy, spite, and hatred does he have in his soul. Those who do this will be overwhelmed with a deep sorrow born out of a loneliness the likes of which they will have never fathomed before. They will suffer the pain of separation from God in this life on earth, and when that happens they will know that this has been caused because of their betrayal of me, Jesus Christ, their one and only Savior. They will also understand the full extent, however, of my great mercy, because by giving them this suffering on earth I am giving them a chance to repent and to become whole again. When they accept my will with dignity, I will bring them life in my new kingdom. Wake up, all of you, and understand that my only desire is to enrapture you in my loving arms. I am not your enemy. I love you and desire you with a longing that you are incapable of understanding. I send prophets not to frighten you but to divulge the truth, so that I can bring eternal salvation to all of you, and especially those who are the most undeserving of all. Come. Listen to my call. My plan will be accomplished no matter how much you oppose it. The full truth of what it is that is necessary for you to reclaim your God-given right to your inheritance will be made soon. When I come with this news, you must welcome it or forfeit your soul. Your beloved Jesus.